One of the areas where Chazal permitted the Amira La'akum, even from Malacha Deraisa, as we were talking about, is the purpose of a Chayla, purpose of Chayla. So a person who is ill, and the need that the person has is a need which applies right now, it's something which he has to have on Shabbos. So Malacha Chazal, you're allowed to say Amira La'akum, even from Malacha Deraisa, for that purpose. So if a prescription has to be written for a Chayla Shem B'Sakana, so you can have a non-Jewish doctor write a prescription on Shabbos for the purpose of a chayla shem b'sakon. We spoke about if a person has tzar gadol, we can get the prescription he can purchase it, which is a melacha d'rabbanan. But now we're talking about writing the prescription. For that, you need a chayla shem b'sakon. See, the person is not full of mishka, but a person is in bed due to the illness. The person has to get that they have to put on a. They put on a cast. They have to take X-rays. These are malachas deraisa, and all these be permitted for a purpose of a chayla shem, even a chayla shem b'sakana. Halacha continues and takes that a step further and says that tzrachim of a katan, a child under the age of three, the tzrachim of a katan are considered like a halacha of a chayla shem b'sakana, and you can have if it's needed, how much is necessary to do on Shabbos, you can even have a non-Jew the malacha deraisa for that purpose. So if a child has a very, very finicky eater and will not eat anything, and you did not prepare enough food for the child, you need the food for the child, you're allowed to have him cook that food on Shabbos. If it's the only way to get that food, you're allowed to have him cook that food on Shabbos for the purpose of a katan. The post can extend that age up beyond the age of three. They say to the age of three, even up to the age of nine, if there's a child who needs that, a child which is of a weak constitution, etc., that halacha would still apply even to that age. Chazal gave two more cases where this issue comes up. When it comes to a kar gadol, it's very, very cold in the house. You could have a non-Jewish person come and fix the heat, do malachas araisa, turn on the heat, do malachas araisa, because everybody's considered ill when it comes to the issue of cold. They're not talking about a little bit of cold. We're talking about a significant amount of cold. It's very cold in the house. If you have young children there, or you have elderly people there which are affected by the cold, so then it's already, they have a dilacha chayla, even without having a great amount of very, very cold temperature. The Dayan Weiss has a chiddush in a tshuva. He says, the Gemara says, indicates in one place that there comes to heat. Heat is more of an issue than cold. The Gemara says, because cold, you can put on clothing. What can you do for heat? So if there's a great heat in the house, having a non-Jew turn on the air conditioner, or possibly even fix it, which that might even be the Rabbanan. He holds it as the Rabbanan, so that's Shemota even without this heter. But even if it would be a question of fixing it or something of that sort, we have to do with Malacha Deraisa, for a great amount of heat, you'd be allowed to do that in the house. Again, if there's no other aids, how to deal with it. There's just a few announcements. That the breakfast for the high school in Yeshiva Gedolah will be in the small base medrash in the back room behind the small base medrash. Number one. Number two, Shir will start on time. Number three, we'd just like to make a reminder for all the Talmidim who have undertaken the Mishnayos, the Elinishvus Rebbeinu Mezichu Livracha. Please do not try not to leave it for the last moment. Want to start learning it now? It should be learned well. It's the Kavodoy. Please undertake whatever you're undertaking to do. Please keep make sure you're doing it. And okay, have a good morning and Mazel Tov to the Yitzchak.